I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No, it's definitely you. It is.
Thanks.
You too. You sound great.
Hey.
Smell
delicious.
Now, you have different hair now. Yeah.
It's just... It's shorter, but it's just a mess today.
No, but what is... The color is brighter now.
Is it?
Yeah. Right?
Sometimes. It's red. She does red. She adds things to it and subtracts things to it. I don't really have a say in the matter.
No, I like it. It's very I like it. I like it very intense.
Thank you.
If I wasn't an actress, I would go.
You're pretty much stuck with what you have.
Yes, I am stuck with
those
it.
Bastards.
No, but I mean, you have to have like you know. I can't play an abusive mother if I've got that color hair. That's
fine. You can always dye it back. Tell on your hair, though. Blonde to red to blonde again.
Oh,
how's it going?
Thank you.
Maybe it's
this
you
one
that smells
mine,
good.
It's yours,
yeah,
too.
No, it's definitely her.
Okay. So we...
Hey. What's going on? What's going here?
Same old, same old.
Leave it to Jennifer to find the camera.
Well, why wouldn't you? She's an actress. It's
I know.
She's make sure it's your right
you
side.
You radio people just don't know about that.
No, we just don't care. I'm lucky if I get lipstick on in the morning, Christ's sake. Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah, I just don't care. Just look. I love you guys, but meh.
I have to say, no. When do you get here? What time?
I get here a little after 4. So why the hell would you put it on? I put on eyebrows today for you, actually.
No.
Now that I think about it.
They look great. You know what? I want to ask you. You know what you should just... Have you ever thought of this? Putting on the makeup before you go to bed.
Well, I only do that if I stay out late the night before and just say to hell with it. I'll just be, you know, Sunday morning prostitute and going ahead with it.
you end up looking like Blake Lively in The Town.
Nothing wrong with that. And you just go like this a little bit and, you know, freshen up the lipstick.
Did Blake Lively look rough in The Town?
Yeah, story was that she put on the eyeliner and everything and left it on for a couple of days before they started filming to get that look. And
she looked like a townie. She looked perfect.
Hot as hell, but a hot mess too.
Hot as hell?
Hot as hell.
Yeah, if you find dysfunction and drug abuse, hot.
Dang.
I know, honey. And that's why I love you, but he didn't.
Is a hot mess complimentary?
Sometimes.
No.
Sure.
I consider a hot mess to be somebody who drinks too much and will do just about anything. That's
yeah,
a hot mess.
J-Well from the Jersey Shore.
See,
she's a hot mess.
And the cute girl from your flower shop?
Well, they're
markedly different
human spectrums beings of hot mess.
No, alrighty then.
No, you know, I finally got the definition I wanted. You know, everyone's been very vague about the hot mess thing, and now I know what it really is.
Were you worried that you were a hot mess?
No, you know, I had a chef and his girlfriend come to my house to interview them for this big dinner I was having. And then after... Are we on the air?
Not yet.
Oh, maybe I should save it.
All right, let's hear the...
No, we're recording. Go ahead. Well, we never stopped.
Really?
You know how we do it. We're ambushers.
All right.
Oh, now let me turn on my radio voice.
I'll make it way more interesting
now. Let me not
now
fuck anymore.
No, all right.
Oh, let me act like I like you.
No, I am...
Hold that story. I'll get to that story. Let's start at the beginning first. We want to say...
We have another call at 9:45.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay. We're good. We're at 9:25. Okay. We have Jennifer Coolidge. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning.
Very excited. You have a show here in town tomorrow. You're going to be at the Wilbur. If you want tickets for that, you can go to thewilbur.com or 800-745-3000. I want to refresh your memory to the last time you were here. I don't know how many months it's been. that you were here.
Exactly a year.
Has it been a year since last time you were in town? Now, it hasn't been a year since you've been in town. You have family here. Do you come back and
visit?
Oh, no,
I came for Christmas. I got stuck in that snowstorm, yeah.
So a year ago when you were here, you and Kennedy got into a conversation about Valentine's Day. Obviously, here we are again, right before Valentine's Day. Kennedy was single at the time and a little bit of a black heart. She talked about being a little bit of a slut.
We were discussing the rules that we had for boys that stay over, or do we let them stay over?
No, and your rules were so much better than mine. Yeah. you had way more boundaries than I did.
Well, I want to fast forward to...
What's happened, Kennedy?
That's what I'm getting to. Yes.
Is she with someone?
Yes. Yes.
What?
I know, his name, I'm sorry.
We call him GTL.
Down, he likes traitor.
Yep.
No, you'd like him.
Yep.
You'd like him. You would approve, and you would say, you know what? It's all right.
Where'd you get him?
I actually have known him since St. Patrick's Day of the first year we lived here. We met at a bar. I was with a girlfriend of mine who was trying to get with this dude she'd had sex with the night before, and I was just tagging along, and I was like, I hate this place. There's nothing but drunk white boys around here. And he was talking to me. He came up to me, and he was like, so, happy to be here. I'm like, not especially. And that's how our, you know, conversation started. And we were friends for a good long time. And then my birthday last year.
When was your birthday?
March 25th.
Yeah.
I had a house.
This is right after our talk.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Right after.
No, why can't you jinx it for me the other way? Okay, go ahead. Yes.
And then, I had a housewarming party, which he came to and decided he was going to spend the night. And I'm like, who do you think you are going to spend the night at my house? And then he spent the night at my house. And then... like the next day, I think he left.
Did you kick him out afterwards?
And it was weird. It was a weird night. And then
she let her rules slide. Did you see that?
We had a lunch like 2 days later, and I was like, look, I'm not looking to be in a relationship. You know, 2-3 times a week, if you want to hang out, that's fine with me. Yeah, next day, I'm like moved in. So he had the voodoo. I don't know what it was, but I'm very happy.
When you say I moved in, he moved into your place.
No, I still have my place. He has his, but I'm there quite often.
Even though you got the new place.
Mm-hmm. I'm right with that. I have a big nice closet.
You know, the thing is, you sort of fluffed over this moment. what happened that first night?
Nothing actually. He wanted something to happen, and I didn't.
We can turn off the radio.
I swear to God. I swear to God. What? He kind of wanted to. I didn't.
He just wanted to cuddle?
No. We had been drinking since 5 o'clock that evening, and this is about 3 or 4 in the morning. So, no, I just was like,
that you had the wherewithal to stop him. I'm impressed.
He was in your bed, right?
Oh, yeah. But it's a big bed. There was places for me to go, and... yeah, so...
nothing happened that first night?
No, much as he tried.
You don't believe it, do you?
I guess the key is just to hold off that first night. If you can make it to the second night,
but maybe
you're
that's
right.
The trick, though. Right? It's all the ones that you do it with the first night that never call back, so...
I don't know. You know, I think you got to hold off a couple months.
Right. Oops.
I'm saying in general. I hear these stories all the time of like, you know, one night stands that turn into something great. And you know, I'm so jealous of my gay friends who are all on Grindr.
On a who what?
Do you know about this Grindr?
This don't.
App you can get on your phone and you can just like, it's the gay men have it where you can just tune in and you can find out how many feet away there's someone willing to get it on. Like they tell you where the person is, and then their picture can come up where you can literally, it's someone across the street, it's someone in a restaurant,
and you can just walk up to them and go, hey, that's you and that's me, and let's go.
Yes,
you don't have
and,
to talk.
You know, I have all these gay friends on Grindr that have met, and so now they're in long term relationships because of Grindr.
We need to start a heterosexual version.
Well, this is the thing though, you see. I don't know if there can be one because, you know...
I would never do it. It would be some
well,
weird
would
freaky
be raped
dude.
And stuff. It would yeah, be freaky bad. You know, be
it
would raped. Be bad.
So, yeah,
unless
totally
we could, unless we could, like, get it on in, like, a public place where other people could at least stop it. If
it went awry?
If it went
awry. I already have a name for it.
There's only gay clubs like
what
that.
What's it called?
We're going to call it The Coolidge.
All right.
The Coolidge.
All right. We could do that.
I was thinking Finder. Yeah. You know, because it's her and him. The Coolidge.
The Coolidge.
Kiss ass.
Yeah.
Well,
no.
It was her idea, and I like Coolidge.
No,
how about some Coolidge
no,
later today?
There was a cocktail named after me in Los Angeles at this bar, but I would prefer to have the Coolidge, like, hooking people up.
Exactly.
But I do think there's got to be something to protect the women, because, like I said, you know, the gay men, like, you know, 99% of the time, nothing bad happens to
okay,
the gay
Okay, here's
men.
How we fix it. The dudes have to put their picture on it. The girls do not. So, if the girl says, oh, there's a boy over at this bar across the street, she can do the walk by. And if she feels that she should say hello, and if she doesn't, out she goes. No one's the wiser. Yeah.
They're actually.
Well, you see, but it's not the thing. The problem is with the Grindr thing is that a lot of the gay guys are hooking up at other apartments. In other words, it's secluded. It's not, you know, a lot of it isn't in the restaurant. It's the hooking up part where.
So meet me at this apartment and we will do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah,
and then
we have
you can
to do
leave.
We have to meet at an apartment that has cameras.
Well, that's a. we already have Facebook. Isn't that what people do on Facebook?
Yeah, I don't know. How does Facebook work?
Oh, I don't know. Geez. I've been married for as long as I can. I have no idea how it works.
They do hook up over Facebook. You're right.
Oh, certainly. Absolutely.
But I do think it's hard for. I am very worried for women going to some guys. Like I would not do that. I know. I think it's scary for girls. We got to figure out.
We got to be safe and careful.
Well, you know, this is what you can hook up, and we pick these hotel rooms where there are cameras inside, and at the end of the session, the tape is destroyed.
You get to
burn the tape,
but you are being taped, so no one can do anything that they shouldn't do.
Right,
that's what I'm talking about.
There'd be no dropping
of
roofies.
The Bunny Ranch. You know that Bunny Ranch
yeah,
where
sure.
the girls are on that show. They were like,
I've never
oh,
watched
I'm
that
so
show.
I'm so horny. All I think about all day is sex. I'm just so, you know
and I really
that.
Like to yeah. do it with the old 7-year-old fat guy that yeah. comes in once a week.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
No, isn't that a weird... That is the weirdest show.
Never seen it. Never seen
what?
It.
You've
no.
Seen,
nope.
You've never seen the Bunny Ranch?
No.
You're a freaking liar, and you don't have YouPorn on your computer either.
No.
And exactly. This is what I love. And you know, they call like prostitution party. It's like... how many people do you want in your party, and when do you want a party?
So it's a noun, it's a verb, it's an adjective.
It, yes, it's all of that, and nice. It's like, you know, $3,000 to be, you know, be with me, my grandpa, and my
and
my brother.
Dog.
Yeah, yeah. And then the girl always is like, I can't wait.
I'm super excited.
Yeah. Oh, then it's going to be great.
And then you also, yeah. don't forget, you have to sleep with the guy that owns the place. That's like part
of
the deal, too.
Oh, he's so gross,
oh,
that guy.
Oh, it is creepy.
He is so creepy, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is.
For somebody
like
who never
married,
saw the
he's
show.
He's married to, like, Sundance. He's married to
I've
the girl,
I've never seen
like,
the
Sundance.
Show. I just read about it oh. one time.
Shut up, dude.
You know, they offered one of Tiger Woods' mistresses, like, $1 million to come work there for a year. I think it might have been Rachel.
I would need much more money than that.
There's one girl that doesn't fit in with the rest. Like, most of them, their name is like Rocket Annie and Air Force Annie and Rocket Girl and all this stuff. But then there's one girl, she's actually from Boston. And she's like really wholesome looking with like, she's like brown hair with like no
dudes
highlights.
Like that, dude.
And she's like, no, but I mean, she looks like, you know, she really is the girl next
she
door.
She looks like she's from, you know, one of the schools here and wears tweed and things like this.
Yeah, and then
the
she's intellectual. Doing like parties. She's doing parties at 10. You know, and...
Hey, man.
Party. You can party with me.
Let's party later.
Yeah, when do you want
to
party?
We'll have a party of 5 to party later.
Yeah.
At the party.
So with Kennedy now having left
no,
you
this is
all
amazing.
Alone
I love
for
I'm
Valentine's
so proud
Day, Jennifer,
of you.
We wanted to check on you and see where you were relationship wise.
Yeah, well, I guess this is really going to be kind of the day where we celebrate Kennedy and my story isn't as good.
What's the best thing you've ever received on Valentine's Day?
Well, you know, when I was young, I remember 15 years ago, I was dating a couple guys, but when you're young, like, guys really, really want to get, you know, they really want to get you. And I remember it looked like a funeral home. All these different guys I was dating all sent these enormous flower arrangements. And I remember thinking, hey, this is a pretty good friggin' Valentine's Day. I was like, I was pretty proud of myself. And, you know, it hasn't quite gone that way since.
No.
But it was a year where I just happened to do incredibly, you know, if flowers are a testament of how well you're
sure.
doing, that was a good year. But
what did you get last year?
Oh, I'm sure it was like some girlfriend sent me flowers because she felt bad for me.
Yeah,
or you know what? Even the florist,
squat.
The florist, I think, sent flowers. The florist sent me flowers because he, you know, in other years...
He saw that you weren't on anybody's list?
He saw that I wasn't, you know, because I was like a, you know, I did well at his shop, and then he could see that nothing was happening. So
oh, I got the picture. Good to have friends.
It is good to have friends. But I am, you know, I don't want to begrudge your victory here.
Well,
I think
it's
fantastic. I hope it means that something great is going to happen to me in the future.
It will.
I mean, you know.
It does.
Because you and I were talking like such jaded old fools.
She got in trouble by her father. Her father heard the interview with the two of you, and he was upset about how Kennedy was talking about
it. He was like a little embarrassed.
He's like, you don't want to sound like that.
Because I called myself a slut.
But you know what? Don't you feel, well, you know, the thing is, isn't it weird how people are like, you know, oh, you've really blown it. You've really blown it now, whatever, and then you have like a major boyfriend a week later. Like,
I know, it was very strange. I felt, I really never in a bajillion years thought it would be him, ever.
Do you think I brought you luck?
I do.
I hope so. I hope I brought some
good luck, Jennifer.
I can give it back to you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's what I am, is good luck Kennedy. Every man I've ever dated in my life, once they left me, the next person married.
Yeah, what is that?
It's just what it is, man. I don't know what to say. I send you on your way as a fine, upstanding member of society. You come to me broken, bothered, don't know how to tie your shoes.
Poor.
You leap poor. You leave me.
With all your money.
With everything else. And so, you know, you're all better set to be a good person to somebody else.
No, you know, they always say the girls like go for the guy with a broken wing. You know, I went for the guy with broken wings, broken legs. You know,
and me
broken,
too.
You know
and
what I mean?
Like the difference.
Broken, you know, eyes.
And here's the difference in the broken wallets. In this particular situation, I am the broken one. And he is not.
Really?
And that's been it's been the hardest part because I want to fix him and there's nothing to fix. And he's like, you have to stop. You have to let me help you.
Wow.
And that's been the hardest part of this relationship is not finding some jackass that doesn't know what he's doing that I feel I have to fix, but finding someone who's actually a grown up and a human being who can be part of a partnership.
Wow.
I know. It's
but
so
I do want to say you and I are different because in all seriousness, I'm kind of broken, too. I mean, I have to say, like, I can't be like, you know, I wanted to say, I want to be the broken one. But
you don't want to be the
I'm
broken
so
one.
Full of crap.
Being the broken one is hard. What? Being the broken one sucks. You don't want to be wrong. Like, I got used to, like, dating younger men who, like, made less than me and would listen to what I said, damn it.
Yeah.
And he doesn't listen to what I say. It doesn't work the same anymore.
Deep
you know
thoughts
what I mean?
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just think this is an exciting day because I feel like I don't know. I think this is a good story of how it can just turn around for anybody and
absolutely,
anyone can write.
Right? Absolutely.
You are going to walk out
I mean,
of this studio.
I mean, think of how we were talking.
We were very black-hearted and feeling as though the only good men were good for was for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So
you're going to come back next year, right before your show next year.
And I'm going to be pregnant.
Hope it happens tonight.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Take pictures.
Wow. What's going on? What else is going on?
That's it. We need to talk about your show. Your show is tomorrow night at the Wilbur.
You have somewhere to go, baby. We got to get you somewhere else.
Oh, where am I going?
I don't know. Ask your handler.
TheWilbur.com is the website if you want to get tickets for Jennifer Coolidge Show. 800-745-3000 again at the Wilbur. You can also follow her along at jennifercoolidge.net. It was good to see you again.
Okay, no, but wait. Yes. Okay. No, and you know, and the stand-up is, the stand-up is like, you know, all the dirty stuff I can't say on television.
We appreciate
that. So it's dirty. It's good sex stuff, good sex stories, all that stuff. But
and your family's coming again.
Yes, my 90-year-old father is coming.
It's my favorite part.
Yes, I love that he's such a good sport and he brings his 90-year-old friends. But but you know what? I don't want to drop the idea of the female, the hetero grinding world. That I mean,
well, I think we should think about it.
You
some
know what
more.
I mean? Like
we need to get some test groups going. We need to get some kind of IT person who knows how to make this stuff happen.
I know.
And let's move forward.
Yeah, what do you think?
With the Coolidge
app.
Yeah.
I like it. Available in the App Store now.
Get her done.
That's right.
Hey, if T-Pain can have a, what does T-Pain have in there? The auto-tune and make a bajillion dollars, you can make a bajillion dollars from the
auto-tune? Why didn't I think of that? Shit.
And that's the end of the interview.
You're fired. How dare you say shit?
Yes.
That's so friggin' great. Thank you. No. Nikki, how about you?
I'm rocking this.
Oh, you are? Okay, all right. See, I wanted someone to be on my team.
Do you have a picture of it?
Well, yeah, I do.
Do you have a picture of it?
It's none of your business.
He's not allowed. We're not allowed to see pictures of. I mean, we've obviously met him, but he's not a
it's
person.
Hard to find
he's very private.
No, now how do your hours
that's
go?
That's the big one there.
The big one. We call him GTL, gym tan laundry. You know, like
oh, he's got huge muscles. Where and he looks like he's smiling
and
all
he's
the time.
A
what?
I know.
No, he isn't.
He is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.